Turning our attention now to CSAs. What are CSAs? Well, that's community supported agriculture, as far as I know. And there are a whole series of workshops, some regional workshops and roadshows on the ABCs of CSAs. If you're interested in starting or expanding or improving your own CSA, there are some workshops coming up that will help you do that. We're going to be talking about those workshops, and we're also going to be hopefully visiting with people who may be members, patron members of CSAs, and also those who may not be members but may be interested in joining them. And I hope you'll join in, too, as we visit today with our two guests. With me by phone today is Laura Frericks, who is from Loon Organics in Hutchinson, Minnesota. She's one of the speakers for the workshops dealing with the starting and expanding or improving a community-supported agriculture program. With me in the studio, Danielle Fascia, who is a volunteer for the Madison Area Community-Supported Agriculture Coalition, been a CSA member of Luna Circle Farm since when? Since
2003.
Mm-hmm.
My eighth season coming up.
Well, thank you, Danielle, for coming. Appreciate
sure,
it very
thank
much.
Thank you for having me.
And Laura Frerick, are you there? Oh, let's see. She would be there if I actually push the button and put her.
Hello. Am I here now?
Yes.
Hi, Laura. Hi. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Oh, well, yeah. It always helps if I push the button that says on.
Yeah, exactly. Things... Well, good thing you know that. You figured that out.
Yeah, I haven't been doing this very long, you know. So, oh, my goodness. Well, let me give the phone number for people to join in. If you have some questions or comments or experiences to share, what's good about these programs and where could they be improved? I'm sure that Laura and Danielle would be interested in knowing about that as well. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us, and the email address is talk@WPR.org. talk@WPR.org. Well, and let's talk a little bit about these workshops just to start out and sort of set the stage. Laura, do you want to do that?
Sure, I can tell you about them. They are actually coming up very soon here. There will be three workshops next week, starting on Monday. Barb Perkins from Vermont Valley Farm, which is a farm in Blue Mounds, Wisconsin, and they have several decades of experience running a CSA. She and I will be presenting in East Troy, Wisconsin, at the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute on Monday, and Tuesday will be in Viroqua. These are workshops that last from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and we will be touching on a really wide variety of things. We'll be gearing this to people who are interested in possibly starting their own CSA and to farmers who have already established their CSAs and are just looking for more information and wanting to hear from our perspectives about ways that they could improve or tips for just kind of managing everything that's going on with your farm, because it is a pretty complicated system of farming. So there's a lot going on. So we will be touching on, starting a CSA, your business plan, planning the CSA season, harvesting. You know, usually CSAs are planting 40 to 50 different types of crops, and so it's a lot to manage throughout the growing season. We'll be talking about the planning of that. The labor, it's a pretty labor-intensive way to farm, so we'll be talking about labor on our own farms. The distribution and managing the membership communication is a really important part of maintaining your relationship with your CSA members. So we'll be talking a lot about that, in addition to many other things, and we'll have time for questions. So it will be quite in-depth. And then I think I forgot to mention that we'll be in Menominee on Wednesday, January 19th, as well.
So, from 9:30 to 3:30 again.
Yes, exactly. And I believe you have a link on your website to where people can sign up and find out more information. But it's quite reasonable. It's $30 per registration at Menominee and Viroqua, and $15 for any additional registrations if you have a spouse or someone else from your farming operation that would like to come. And then in East Troy at Michael Fields, that is $40 per registration. So for a six-hour class, it's actually very reasonable for people.
That is that's really a good bargain.
That sounds great.
it's a bargain.
Yeah.
And, you know, Christine in Rosendale's online with a question, and it's something that I should have brought up right away to begin with. So I'm going to go right to Christine. Christine, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How are you today?
Great.
I listen to the show often, but I have really no idea what a CSA is, community-supported agriculture, but what does that actually mean?
That is a very good question, and the first thing I should have asked. So I'm glad you called in, Christine. Well, who wants to take Danielle? Do you want to take a
sure,
crack at that?
Sure, I can answer that. So it's a special relationship between the farmer and the eaters, basically, where instead of buying your food through a third party, like the grocery store, you pay your money directly to the farmer, and then you get the food directly from the farmer. So it's a really neat way to keep money in the local community and to have a special relationship with your farmer. You know exactly where your food is coming from. And you can support the farmer before the season starts, which is when a lot of them need funding to get seeds and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And typically, how does that work? How does that relationship work? So you pay a certain amount depending on...
Yes, you sign up before the season starts. There are a lot of different farms that you can choose, so you kind of go through the process of selecting a farm and making the commitment to that one farmer. You pay for your shares up front, and then the season is typically, in Wisconsin anyway, early June through mid-October. Mm-hmm. And so every week during that season, you will get a delivery, usually in a box, of whatever the farmer has grown that week.
And along with it, sometimes recipes and...
Yes, usually the farmers include a newsletter that has a list of the items in the box, kind of some tips about the less familiar things if you're not quite sure how to store it or wash it before you're ready to use it, and then a few recipes to kind of give you a little hand preparing it quickly.
Mm-hmm. And Jim Packard, my producer, who just retired just less than a month ago, he and his wife have been members for a long time, and their insurance company, their health insurance company, sponsors part of their payment.
Yeah, that is a great perk. It's that's been available, I think, since 2006 is when that went into effect.
Yeah.
And it's called, there's three insurance companies that are health plan partners, Physicians Plus, Dean Health, and Group Health Cooperative. And then there are various other ones throughout the state that will participate as well. But basically, they will give you a rebate of $100 to $200 just for signing up for CSA.
Which is a pretty good deal. And
definitely.
Yeah.
Laura, have you been able, where you're located, have you been able to have members benefit from that?
No, that's actually just a Wisconsin program, but I know that many Minnesota farmers are very envious, and we're hoping that you know, I know that health insurance companies are looking at that here, and actually really studying the benefits, the health benefits of people, and finding that, you know, just only if you're increasing your vegetable consumption, it makes a huge difference in your health, if nothing else changes in your life. And so I think health insurance companies are realizing it's a big benefit for them as well. So hopefully one of these years we'll catch up to you guys.
Well, Laura, your farm is Loon Organics?
Yes. loon is the state bird of Minnesota, and so we're kind of going in that vein. And my husband and I have been farming for 7 years, so we're relative newcomers to the movement. You know, other farmers have been doing it for a couple decades. So it's really exciting. There's a lot of interest and a lot of momentum around CSA farms right now. It's a wonderful social model for forming connections with your customers, which is extremely gratifying, I think, both for the farmer and also for the eater. It was really difficult to get that connection before CSA came around. You know, the farmer's market was really the best way to do that, but it wasn't quite as personal. It didn't feel like it was your specific farm. They were growing food especially for you, and you were supporting them with your dollars every year. So it's a pretty neat model that has just recently kind of come and turned the traditional ag model kind of on its head. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Danielle, is that how you got involved with it? Or
I was always interested in getting involved because my sister was a member in Spokane, Washington, where she lives, probably since the 90s. And I moved to Madison in 2003. And so as I was preparing to move here, that was one of my goals, is to figure out how to get involved with CSA. And I had a friend living here who sent me to the Madison Area CSA Coalition website, where there are lots of tools for picking a CSA. And so I was able to sign up with Luna Circle Farm before I even lived here, and I had my first box during the first month, so it was pretty great.
Oh, that's wonderful. And now you've gotten to the point where you volunteer.
Yes, I've been volunteering since 2008, I think.
And, so. and what does it mean to be a volunteer?
A lot of outreach activities. Like, we have an open house every year where a lot of the farms are there, and people can come and meet the farmers and or talk to us about just kind of the nuts and bolts of CSA. We have some workshops that we do to teach about CSA or to teach about kind of how to get the most out of it once
right.
you do sign up.
So there's plenty to do.
Yes, there are. Yes. Selling our food book is a big one that we do at various events.
We'll talk about that as well.
Okay.
And we'll take a quick look at the news and weather and find out what else is in store for us here on The Ideas Net. And we'll be back with our two guests, Laura Frerichs of Loon Organics in Hutchinson, Minnesota, and Danielle Pesha, who is a volunteer for the Madison Area Community Supported Agriculture Coalition. They'll be with us till 12:30 today here on The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look at community-supported agriculture and CSA shares here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, Laura Frerichs of Loon Organics in Hutchinson, Minnesota, is one of the speakers for some workshops coming up next week dealing with starting and expanding or improving a community-supported agriculture business and operation. Danielle Pesha is a volunteer for the Madison Area Community Supported Agriculture Coalition, has been a CSA member of Luna Circle Farm since 2003. So great to have both of them with us today. And certainly if you have questions or comments or maybe experiences to share, what's good and what's bad about the CSAs, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. Sue from Vilas County wondered if you could address the issue of food safety with CSAs. Are there state regulations for CSA farmers or inspections? Let's start with Laura. Laura, you want to...
Sure. Yeah, and this is something we'll actually be talking about in our class. We'll be talking about food safety, and right now there is no legal requirement that we, you know, have to have any inspections or anything like that. But we do recommend in our class, and I actually taught a similar class with Atina Diffley last winter for this same workshop roadshow on post-harvest handling and food safety. And so we just talked about the importance that every farm should really have a food safety plan, and it's very basic. If a farm is certified organic, they do have to address a lot of the food safety issues in terms of getting their water tested, making sure that, you know, they don't have pathogens, and then the management of their compost on the farm also ensures that the produce is safe. The benefit with a CSA farm is that you can talk to your farmer if you have concerns about their farming practices or if you have concerns about food safety. And I think most farmers, CSA farmers, I mean, they individually know their members. They want their food to be safe. And, they have a very vested interest. You don't want to make your customers sick. So it's something that a lot of produce farmers, I think, are thinking a lot about, especially with the recent, food safety bill that has gone through.
Very good points. And Danielle, as you and I were talking, as because they're organic farms, I think for some, there's a great deal of care that's taken. At least that's been your experience.
Definitely. And the Madison Area CSA Coalition does have a certified organic requirement for the farms in our coalition. We've had that since 2008. So all of the farms are either fully certified or currently in transition.
Oh. Okay, so I hope that helps answer your question, Sue, in Vilas County. Sue in Clinton, let's turn to you for a minute. Hi, Sue. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I just wanted to let people know that sometimes you can work for your share if you can't afford to buy into your share. I do work for a half share on a Beloit farm, and it's a good way to get your food plus get some exercise.
Yeah,
that's definitely. That, and as long as we're talking about the share business, maybe Danielle, you could talk about the various options that are available, or typically available.
Sure. So it's up to the individual farm to decide that, and so they all don't have the same options, but most of them will have what they call a full share, and that's usually geared toward a small family who prepares a lot of their meals at home. And then a lot of them have a half share, which is, you know, if you can't manage all those vegetables, you can get either a smaller box every week, or some farms will do a full-size box every other week. So there's different variations of the half share. And then I've seen some farms even go as small as a quarter share. So it kind of depends on the farmer what options they have for sizing, but most of them do have different options.
And we're talking about from, as you said, June, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
June Early to June. October. So June, July, August, November, October. So that's about 5 months.
Yeah, it's about 20 boxes that are in the main season. Some farms also have extended seasons, so they have an early spring share that is an option, kind of an additional option to the main season, and some of them have fall shares as well. So you can extend the season if you're interested in that, but the main season is generally early June to mid-October.
I wonder how common, we had Jennifer from Madison was wondering how common worker shares are.
Well, I guess I can't say the percentage of what farms have, how many farms would have that, but I can say that just from clicking around on various farm websites, a lot of them do have it. Mm-hmm. I know my farmer does, and so if you were interested in looking into that, what I would do is go to our website, which is macsac.org, and we have a link that's, I think it's called Find a Farmer, and that's a link to all of the farms in the coalition. It's going to be updated in about 2 weeks to the 2011 farms, and so we'll have 51 farms there listed in a couple of weeks. Right now, I think it's still the 2010 list. But anyway, it's got links to all the farms, and you can click on the farm and link and take you to the website, and there you'll find out if they have worker shares or not, or what the options are.
Laura, how do you work it?
We do actually offer a couple worker shares in addition to our paid employees, so we have opportunities. And I know Vermont Valley, Barb Perkins, who I'll be co-presenting with, they have, I think, almost 70 to 80 work shares,
wow.
And it's a big part of their operation, which is really wonderful, and it allows a lot of people to participate that maybe wouldn't otherwise be able to. So it's definitely an option, I think, in Wisconsin, and a lot of farms are open to it, you know, if you're willing to actually want to be outside and do some farming work.
Yeah, so it would be harvesting, cleaning vegetables, maybe planting? Probably not planting.
Weeding.
Yeah, weeding. Weeding. We do a lot of weeding on our farm.
And I bet you're not alone in that one. I bet you most of those CSA farms are doing a lot of weeding.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of financial assistance, I should add, if you don't have time to do a worker share, we do have, through the Madison Area CSA Coalition, a program called Partner Shares, which is basically a cost-sharing program where we will pay the cost of half the cost of a share up to $300 for low-income families. So that's another way to be able to afford a share if you're not able to afford the full thing.
What is a typical share? So a typical share might be $600 for you?
Yeah, again, the price ranges depending on the farmer, but I would say probably $550 is a good average for a full share.
But we're talking about 20 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the half shares, you know, would maybe be $300
right.
or a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
So that, thinking of that over 5 months, that's a fairly low price.
Especially if you do the health rebates through insurance. It makes it, you
cuts
know.
It even more.
It makes it pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, Lynn in Lake Forest, Illinois has a comment or question. Hi, Lynn.
Hi there, Larry, and thank you for taking my call. I'm just calling to recommend a book that I read early in 2010. I heard the author interviewed on a program on Chicago Public Radio, and the book is called The Seasons on Henry's Farm, and it's by Tara, and that's spelled T-E-R-R-A, Brockman, B-R-O-C-K-M-A-N. And she writes about the experiences going through a year by month on a farm that is located in Illinois. It's an organic farm between Bloomington and Peoria. And it's I've never had such an appreciation of what is involved in bringing food to the table, and especially organically raised or grown food. For anybody who just enjoys going to farmers markets, as I do in our local area, it was a revelation, and I would suggest it for anyone who would like to learn more about the processes involved in growing the food and in what a year-round operation it is.
Mm-hmm. And the book title was, again, give that to me again.
It's The Seasons on Henry's, and that's her brother's name, H-E-N-R-Y apostrophe S, farm. And it's, I'm looking at my library receipt, A Year of Food And. Right. And the author is Tara, and that's spelled like the word, you know, earth for T-E-R-R-A, Brockman, B-R-O-C-K-M-A-N. And I got it through our library, so don't have the book. But it was... it was what I recommended that our library get because it's obviously Illinois and so forth. But
mm-hmm.
They sell at the they do the CSA, and they also sell at the Evanston Farmers Market. Not been there. She works with chefs also, certain chefs in Chicago, restaurants, some very well known, and it was a revelation. That's all I can say.
Oh, Lynn, thank you very much for calling. And Laura, you've lived that.
It's true. Yes, it sounds familiar. I would love to read that book.
Well, talk about, you know, you do this year round. How large is your farm? Let's talk about that.
Well, we have a 40-acre farm, and we have about 8 acres in cultivated vegetables. We have about 200 members. And we pack 150 boxes every week throughout the season. And then we also are doing a farmer's market in Minneapolis. But, you know, it's a really satisfying way to make a living, but it is an incredible amount of work. And, you know, it's just there's no getting around that. But we really enjoy the work. But as I mentioned earlier, just this, because we're growing 40 to 50 different types of crops, it's a lot of management, and it's very labor-intensive. You know, you're harvesting maybe 15 different things for your box each week, and so, you know, constantly managing to see what's coming in when and what you will have and what you will be harvesting today, and it constantly changes with the seasons. So it's a fun way to farm because you have just, you know, no day is ever the same. Every day is different. But it is also challenging. It's complicated. And, you know, some days are better than others.
Well, it's
like anything.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible amount of planning that would go. I mean, just the planting of the crops and staggering those plantings, perhaps. So, and
yeah. Yeah, the planning, I mean, people always ask what we do in the winter, and honestly, we work a lot with just our spreadsheets and figuring out, you know, what our plan is going to be, and you spend all of this time on your plan, and then, you know, that plan will eventually change because nothing will go according to plan.
That's what I was going to mention. You know, there's a certain amount of creativity, it seems, because the weather always does something to change what you were planning on putting in the box that week. And my farmer usually has a section in the newsletter that kind of spells out the challenges of the week. And it's really interesting to read that whole process and see how she always comes up with stuff to put in the box, you know, even though she's been dealing with all these stressful weather issues.
Yeah. And I will say the beauty of growing all of these different crops is that if something isn't doing well, usually something else is. So if it's not a great year for tomatoes, probably you're having a great year for broccoli. So, you know, that can be a challenging thing for your members because they never quite know what they're going to get. But, you know, it all seems to even out for the most part, which is, you know, just kind of the beauty of nature, I think.
And I kind of like that part of it, you know, just kind of being surprised every week when I open the box. So.
Yeah.
Well, how do you decide? I mean, there are certain things that I would, you know, onions, tomatoes, there maybe peppers would be sort of, quote, unquote, normal things that people would. But how do you decide what to plant? I mean, do you work with?
Yeah, you know, it really, honestly, every farm and farmer is different, and some CSAs will really focus on more unusual and heirloom crops. These are for the adventurous eaters and the adventurous cooks, and they'll kind of, you know, do the really fun heirloom vegetables. And then there are CSAs that will be really standard, you know, like not too much of the more unconventional produce. You know, we try to strike a balance in the middle, you know, just constantly getting feedback from our members and seeing what people like. And, you know, we may love to get beets every week in our box, but our members probably don't want to. So these are things that you kind of learn, you know, as you go and through feedback from your members as well. But it's kind of all over the board, which is fun. You know, you can find one that fits for you.
You mentioned beets, and I was never a great beet fan until I was a couple of guys, Mad Dog and Merrill, who are grillers, where I was at a dinner that they did and where they grilled the beets along with some other vegetables.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you that grilled beets, suddenly suddenly we had beets every, we were beet fanatics there because they're so good when they're grilled.
They are. I know. Who knew?
Well, let's take some more calls. If you'd like to join in, again, the number is 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. Julie in Mazamani, let's go to you now. Hi, Julie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Great.
Well, I have maybe an unusual question. I own a 42-acre farm. I have about 20 tillable acres, and then there's also pasture. My husband and I are not really in a position to farm it ourselves. We're not farmers. We've escaped from the city, from Chicago. But I wondered if there's anyone out there who's interested in starting a CSA, that maybe the fields could be leased to somebody who wanted to organize that. I think it'd be an awesome use of our property.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's a lot of young people who would love to start a CSA and don't have access to land, and that's a huge barrier for people. So, you know, there's a land link organization where you can hook up with people who are looking for land, and I don't have a website, but I think if you would Google it, you can maybe get in touch.
What would you Google?
Yeah.
What would you Google there?
Land link?
Oh, if you Googled Land Link, that's actually the program is called Land Link.
L-I-N-K?
Yeah, L-I-N-K. Mm-hmm. You know, or even, I don't know if MACSAC would be just a good resource.
You know, I bet you could call the office and get some at least direction about how to do that. The phone number for the office is 608-226-0300.
Wait a minute, what's that again?
608-226-0300.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. I would just love to see that done. It's such a wonderful farmland here, so I'd much rather be leasing to, you know, someone to do a CSA than just have typical people growing crops, and I don't know what happens with
right,
them.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, and I just went online and typed in Land Link, and up popped Land Link services. So you can also take a look right on online. That's a great idea, Julie.
Great. Okay, well, I'm on my computer right now, so I'm typing it in, and I really appreciate the recommendation.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. And Carrie and Madison, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Yeah, I just really wanted to say to people that if they have never tried a CSA, we've done it for a number of years, and we get a half share, and I think that's the way to go to start off with. We get a ton of food every 2 weeks. And it took us a good couple of years to get used to cooking. Our Farmer Paul is what his wife calls it, and she does email newsletters, so you get to hear about what Farmer Paul's up to. Yeah, it's really funny. And, you know, I've done a lot of Googling for things that I don't know what they are because I've never even heard of them, you know, and looking for recipes. And it took us probably 2 years to really get used to cooking with, you know, different unusual things. And, you know, my advice is don't give up too soon, you know. Mm-hmm. Now we hardly ever have any waste anymore, you know. We just use everything practically, and we love it. And we do the spring share, too. We get one of those on the farm that we go to.
Excellent.
And, you know, when we know it's coming, it's just like your whole body quiver, like, oh, my God, greens, you know, fresh greens that are grown right here 2 miles from our house, you know. So if people try it, really give yourself a fair chance to give it a good try, you know.
Oh, that's a great point. And
yeah.
And was that your experience, Danielle, or?
Well, so I'm kind of a cooker. I have been for a long time, so I didn't really have a problem getting through all the produce. And actually, my first year, when I moved to Madison, my husband was still in St. Louis, where I went to graduate school. And so I was here by myself for the first year, and I actually got a full share just myself. And I did it. I didn't waste any of the vegetables, but it did take a lot of dedication and, you know, certain preservation techniques. Like, I froze a lot of stuff. And So there are ways to get through the vegetables if you can't eat them all fresh. But starting out with a half share is probably a good idea if you're not used to cooking with all fresh stuff.
Yeah.
That's excellent. And again, the workshops are next week. So if you're interested in starting or expanding or improving your own CSA, you can join Laura and Barb Perkins. And you'll be putting this on January 17th in East Troy. That's Monday, Tuesday in Viroqua, and Wednesday in Menominee. And I just typed in ABCs of CSAs, And up popped on my on my computer the information for registering.
Oh,
and
great.
we'll post it as well. We have it posted on our WPR website. So you can go to our Wisconsin Public Radio website and get the official posting as well. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Laura, it sounds like you are pretty having a good time out there.
Oh, so far so good, yeah.
Well, let's hope the weather cooperates this year and the insects and the pests and everything else. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Danielle, a great pleasure. Thank you so much
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Thank you. And can I get one more plug in before we leave?
Sure.
So our open house is going to be
yes.
Sunday, March 13th from 1 to 4 at Monona Terrace. So anyone in the Madison area who is interested in learning more about CSA, I hope to see you there.
When is it again?
Sunday, March 13th, 1 to 4 p.m.
And at?
Monona Terrace.
Monona Terrace. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you.
Danielle Pesha is a volunteer for Madison Area Community Supported Agriculture Coalition. Laura Freyricks of Loon Organics in Hutchinson, Minnesota, our guests today to talk with us about CSAs. Just to let you know, tomorrow we'll be talking home renovation and repair issues with Chad Spade of Chad's Carpentry and John Viner. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.
Many of us find it hard to watch the news. Scholars join us to talk about the practice of compassionate and empowered witnessing on the next Here on Earth. I'm Jean Faraca. Please join us. Today at 3 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Portabella Italian Restaurant, now featuring off-site catering for business lunches and office parties. Catering information and a complete list of menu